Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Royalty. How's everybody doing? How's the week going?
Well,
good.
I'm carrying my disco hat on and stuff, y'all. My party hat on.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's always a party in here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm excited about tonight's show. It's going to be awesome. Aaron, you're going to be talking about some of your favorite side chick stories, I'm quite sure. You know, you say they're winning, and we're going to find out.
Yes, we are. Right. Absolutely.
So what's going on? What do we have on tap for tonight, Miss Tony?
Well, hello, everybody.
Start us off.
I will, Miss Boss Lady. Sorry about that little glitch there.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a new mic. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to get you a new mic as soon as this stuff starts picking up. It's going to be great.
I can't wait. Well, welcome, everybody, to our Wednesday night edition of Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio. Like Boss Lady said, we have a fabulous show on tap. It's going to be really exciting, and it's a really hot topic, another woman's husband. I tell you. Well, my name is Tony, one of the three great co-host of the show, not including Boss Lady Nene Capri. I'm an avid reader. I love reading. I love literature. And this show is all about the things that bring literature to our readers and our authors, bringing them all together. So that is a great thing. But to my right, we have the lovely Miss Leisha. Hey, Leisha, how you doing today?
I'm good. Hey, everybody. If you don't know who I am, my name is Leisha. I'm the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing. I run four groups on Facebook. We do have an awesome show today. We have the talented Miss Angel Michelle. She's going to be in the house kicking it with us in the tough house. I also want to shout out to Serenity Hall, her current book that just dropped yesterday, Endless Tears, is available. Please go on Amazon, hit that one click. Her next book, Traces of My Blood, will drop on April the 11th. So shout out to Serenity Hall. She's really doing it big over there. And we also have, I call him the number one for Aaron Bebo. What you cooking today, B?
I ain't actually cooking anything today. I was on my good, healthy swag, a good walk and a good run.
Yeah, and I was for the walk on with him, and he was seeing all kind of gators and stuff. That was ridiculous. I don't understand. Like, I would totally move. I don't know what he's doing down there. I don't.
Yeah,
pineapples, I don't want it.
Definitely some wildlife. Wildlife is definitely around.
For real. Yeah. Some wildlife.
Wildlife, huh?
Yes. So jump our subject off, Miss Tony, because I'm interested to see what everybody else has to say for it, especially since we have married and involved folks, you know, a part of our panel. I need to see what everybody has to say, and I can't wait to see what the callers are going to have to say because, another woman's husband, like, how does that go down?
I know. That's pretty deep. And being one of the married hosts of the show, That's something that I do hope and pray that I never have to encounter,
mm-hmm.
being the on the other side. Actually, I'm in the middle of reading, I guess, Arthur's book.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I tell you, it's like I keep pressing that next page, because I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is actually going on.
It's just happening, like it's just real.
Yeah, but if you look at some of our top shows on TV today, you know, it kind of plays into what's happening on our favorite show. So I'm really interested in hear what our callers have to say about it.
And it's very celebrated. That's the next thing. It is very celebrated. Like, a lot of people, like you said, would hate to end up on the other side of that, but they will watch that and they will cheer it on and celebrate like woohoo, but they do not want it at their door.
With a big bag of popcorn, just munching and looking.
And cheering for the side chick, the one that Aaron says is winning.
Side chicks is winning, y'all. I'm telling you. Like, for
Aaron,
anybody
why
else
do you
winning,
say that? Like, Aaron, what?
I'm
going to
tell you why.
Of,
like,
come on.
Here's my thing. And,
break it down.
And first of all, let me just say this, too, to all the people out there listening. Like, I'm in a relationship, but I'm just saying side chicks is winning because of what I see. Like, at the reality of it, like, the side chick be getting the most. I don't have a side chick, but I'm just saying, like, the side chick be getting the most of what she wants. Because I'm talking about the real side chick, the one that knows that she's the side chick, not the one that's being deceived by the guy, and the one who really has taken on that role and is like, yo, I don't want this man, I don't want a man, I just want this situation with the man. And, you know, she's basically getting what she wants out of the deal. She doesn't have to dodge and duck and hide and keep up with lies, and she don't have that. She don't got to do none of that. Everything that's going on with her, she's winning. Like, she's winning the whole, this her situation. The dude is probably thinking it's his situation, but really and truly it's hers because it's her acceptance of it. And that's what makes her the winner. He ducking, dodging, hiding, worrying about his wifey, where we can't go here. And all. She ain't worried about none of that.
It's funny you should say that, Vigo, because as I was reading Another Woman's Husband, in the back of my mind I keep hearing, winning!
For real, you know.
But the description you just gave of a true side chick really wasn't what one of the characters
She was not winning.
No, she did not fit that characteristic that you just gave us. So
yeah, she
that's
going to
be interesting.
She wasn't. She probably wasn't no side chick. She was another woman's husband.
No.
She was dealing with another woman's husband. She was the other woman. See, the other woman, and there's levels to this shit.
Come on, Aaron.
The other woman and the side chick, like, there's a lot of side chick posers, too. Like, there's people out there that's like, you know, they thinking they the side chick, but really they doing crazy stuff that the side chick will never do, like calling the dude's girl, showing up at her house, anything to interrupt shit. The side chick don't want to meet your kids. She don't want to do none of that. She don't want to see your girl. Like, if you got a picture of your girl in the car, Bill, hide that. Like, she don't want, she don't care about that part of your life. The true side chick, and she's not trying to mess it up. All those chicks that's running around trying to mess it up, that's the chick that wants the man. That's not the that's not the side chick. That's the other woman.
Is that what we talked about before? We were saying, like, you had the side chick, then you had the side woman. Like, that woman that knows, like you said, she got into this position, she knows why she's in it. And she don't, like you said, she don't want to care about what's going on at your house. She don't badmouth wifey. She ain't got time for all that. She don't want to mess up what she got going with you. She's, you know, getting whatever she wants out of the man, and she's comfortable. Is that
exactly
what
she's and she's playing the role to the fullest. Like, she's perfecting the role.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, some people, like Aaron would say, side chick serve a very important role in society. You know, some still, you know, and I think Nene has said this before, that, you know, a side chick really lets other women know what not to do. You know, they're there for your man when you aren't, and that's just plain and simple. You know, men have a hard time being monogamous. You know, have some that do. But, you know, I would go back to Boomerang, shit, love should have brought your ass home last night. If she a side chick, she don't get no all night, every night, all day, all of that type thing. And, you know, the flip side to that is, you know, sometimes people may feel that they, and society does, glorify the side chick. Side chick, other woman, he may say they're two different things. They are the same thing. That is still another woman with a nickname. And because, in a way, side chick mentally is kind of trifling. You know, she sees something that belongs to someone else, and instead of trying to find her own, she takes what doesn't belong to her, or she feels that she's inclined or she should be able to, you know, have what is not hers. You know,
well,
so you got some side chick that may be lazy.
I disagree with that
because can't nobody have nothing that's not theirs. I mean, she's not having something that belongs to somebody else because he's willingly giving it to her. It's not like she raping him and she going over there and just meeting him in the alley and beating him over his head and he's going home with her. He is the one that's in the situation. So if he's in the situation and he's compromising the situation and giving her whatever she wants, she's pretty much getting what she's asking for. She's not getting what somebody else is. I don't know. I don't agree with that.
I don't think she's getting whatever she wants. I think she might be getting some benefits, but I don't believe that side chicks get whatever they want. They may get some benefits.
I believe
they
can.
Because
they
don't have to
pay
for everything, but I don't think that they get what they want.
Because you still gotta hide.
It's still based on whatever he got going on at home.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's what I'm telling you. The true side chick, no, it's not based on what he got. It's based on how she has it set up. Look, you got this wife, you got this thing going on over here, cool. You know what I mean? That's your situation. She's going to definitely have rules with her situation. Like, yo, you got your wife. Like, don't come to my house after 11. Don't call me after this time. Like, it's her rule. She's not
under any.
But
those are side chick times. How are you going to give a time? You the side chick. You got side chick time. Is between 11 and 1, and that's when legs is open. That's what you're
there for.
See, that's
what you're thinking as a wife, that, you know, if these are the times. And just like, you like, yo, she's the homewrecker. She wants what somebody else wants. No, it's that she knows what she wants. If this guy is about to come out there into her world, like, because it's some women that have real serious clauses. Like, I don't date anybody I go to school with, or I don't date anybody I work with. Her thing could be, I don't date anybody who's not married. That's her whole thing. Like, as a woman, that's just like, yo, I don't date anybody who's not already in a relationship because I don't want to be tied down. So if that's her thing, he's stepping into her world. Because he's, like I said, he's the one always ducking, dodging, got to play this second role. He's not playing the first role. He's always playing second fiddle because he's got the real situation over here going on. Her situation don't have too many variables in it.
But sometimes, don't you think the side chick gets time other than between the 11 and 1 with the leg open time? I mean, just to spend, like, off time.
But it ain't always leg open. That's another thing. People confuse cheating with sex. That's not the only reason why a man goes to another woman is just to sleep with her. I know plenty of women who spend time with married men. And they're not always sleeping together. They do a whole bunch of stuff together and a whole bunch of things that the wife don't give them. Like, go certain places and just hold hands and just talk and just laugh or whatever the case may be. It's something about her that is attracting him to her. And the wife could be perfect. She could be perfect in all that she does and all that she says and all that she is. But it's obviously something in his character that draws him, like we talked about before with the man at work. Your husband at work is not the same husband he is at home. He has to act a whole different way around other women. He doesn't act the way he acts around you because you're the wife. But whatever it is, that type of character, that way he has to carry himself when he's away from you, another woman is attracted to that. And sometimes that attention that they get is welcomed. You know, and it will, spark up a different type of feeling inside of him. and he'll react to it. Or some men will go with it. Some men will just flirt at work, and then they just come home. You know, every man does not get a side chick or whatever, but he might enjoy the attention. He might enjoy the way people talk to him or whatever. I see men with wedding rings on all the time, walking just to order a sandwich, and the way the woman smiles, he's like, yeah, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? He flirted up or whatever. He go out the door. He might not get no phone number or anything, but that exchange, that chemical, whatever that is that's charged in him, he wanted it. And, you know, they get that. So, yeah.
I mean, that's true.
That.
You know, the definition to me of cheating changes. You can ask all four of us the definition of cheating, and you'll probably get multiple different answers. Everybody's going to have a different definition of, you know, exactly what it is. But at the same time, I don't know who said it was on one of the previous shows, basically she is entertainment. You are there for entertainment, whether, like you said, it's the attention, it's this, it's that, it's entertainment. It's entertaining to him. So whatever she's doing, she's being entertainment, whether her legs are open or closed. So if she prefers to be entertainment, that's her personal choice. But I honestly feel that, you know, side chicks are those women that aren't really looking for men. So they get in those situations that are dead end and not going anywhere. But as they grow and evolve, I believe that, you know, their goals change and the things that they want may change. You know, you have some that won't be a side chick forever. You got some that prefer to be a side chick forever. So I think it just depends on the individual woman and her mentality and what she wants for herself in life.
Aaron?
I mean, in my opinion, this is just my opinion because I've read articles on this and everything. Like, a lot of times I think people be having in their mind what a side chick is. Like, side chicks be professional women. You know, like the Olivia Popes and all. Like, that's real. There's professional executive class women out there that are the side chick. And then that's the only role they want. No, not entertainment. That's what they want. These are women that's in control in their life. They're executives. Seven-figure women, like, they are in control. It's not that they have to bend to anything. This is what they want. This is the world that they're creating for themselves. And many of them have said that they enjoy that because they don't want to be tied down. Their schedule does not warrant any type of thing where they can have a serious relationship or marriage or anything like that. They had great excuses as to why they were doing these things. But, I mean, of course, a married woman's not going to find any excuse, you know, as viable. But the reason they were given, and they were clearly stating, like, yo, I don't need another woman's man. Like, clearly, I'm in a position to get any man I want. I'm professional. I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, but it just intrigues me to, you know, deal with a man that's already in a relationship with another. So, I mean, there's a whole different mentality on it. It's not just that this is, you know, homegirl from down the block that's making the extra sugary Kool-Aid and just ain't got no morals in life. That's not the only place you're going to find a side chick. Like, they exist on all levels, and all of them are not stupid. As you're trying to, it seems like you're trying to put anybody in the mentality of a side chick as being a dumb broad. And I just,
I didn't
say
that.
No,
I said entertainment.
Exactly.
I said entertainment.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with what dumb. You could be same entertainment. You're still an entertainment.
You entertain as a wife. You entertain. You have to. I mean, you do the same stuff that she does. It's just that you have to do more work to do it.
I think that, you know, some men choose a quote-unquote side chick like an escapism. You know, they want to get away from the daily grind and chores and just sit back and just be a man sometimes. Not that he can't be a man at home. It all depends on the individual household. But some men that are just stressed out at home, they need that escapism just to, like, breathe, you know, and sometimes, like Bebo said, it could be any chick on any level. I just hate that word chick. Any woman on any level, you know, that can fit that profile that man is looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, but clearly, if you don't have that peace at home, and you feel that you have to go out other places, that means that you're in the wrong kind of relationship and you're not happy. You don't have peace at home. If you don't have peace nowhere else, you should have peace at home. And that's just bottom line, whether you married or not. Home is peaceful. Home is where you're able to relax. So if you don't have that, then your house is out of order. You know, your house has got too much going on, and you need to take care of your house and get that in order so you have some peace, whether you need to leave or straighten things up or throw things out, whatever you have to do to make home peaceful. But that should always be a peaceful place.
So
what
about
you got to step out to get peace, then you need to leave your wife.
Every man that cheats is not unhappy at home or not at peace.
That's what I was about to say.
No, but she was saying that, you know, sometimes they step out because they don't have that peace. And I know
not every
man does that. But if you don't have that peace at home, then that means that you're choosing to stay in a situation that you are not happy in. Because home has to be peaceful. If you have so much going on at home and you need to get away, then you need to get your house in order because your house is out of order.
It may not be that you have so much to do at home and you have all these issues going on at home. Home could be peaceful in the sense of what home is, meaning a man could come home, he could love how his home is, but what he can't love is, like, you know what, my wife doesn't want to have oral sex or whatever it may be. It could be something that's not even that. Like, it could be just, my life is too routine. I need something to break it up.
Men
were once boys, and boys are very, very hard to keep their attention. It's very hard, a lot harder than girls. So you have to keep this in mind when you're dealing with a man. You may be sitting back thinking you being every woman, but you may just be being the woman that, you know, you think he wants you to be, and in the meantime, you should be being every woman. That's why he's out with this other woman. Like, seriously, and I'm telling you that from a man perspective. Like, and I'm just keeping it real with you. Like, it is what it is. Don't have to be that home is not peaceful. Home could be totally peaceful. I could want to come home to the peace after I'm done with my side chick. We may be the ones who bounce off the wall and backflip and do all this other craziness that I don't want you to know about. And then I come home and it's peace.
So it's in the best of both worlds there.
Exactly.
And some men have volatile side chick relations. Like, it's not all like that, but like you said, it depends on what you like. Maybe it's all that peace at home, and then when he out with her, he can rah, 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 and make up sex and throw down and do whatever, and then he go home to the peace. It all depends on what a person is looking for. You just never know.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, there are, if they want to choose to be that way, I'm sure that there are some sort of benefit, whether it's, like you said, it's attention, gifts, getting bills paid, sex sessions, or whatever the case may be. So I'm quite sure.
Or quality time. Let's stop playing.
In that situation, because she allows it. You know, she knows what's going on, and that's a personal choice that she's making, you know. It don't have to only be that they're offering sex or good looks, but in the whole idea of it, really, if you're stepping out of your relationship, there's something wrong within yourself, first of all, and your relationship, second of all, that you're not addressing. If you like head and your wife is not giving you head and you've got to talk to her yet and it's a deal breaker, that you got to step out, then you and your wife either need to go to counseling or you need to leave your wife and be single. It's no sense of staying in a relationship that you aren't satisfied or happy in, period. I mean, maybe I say that because I don't have side chick problems and I wouldn't be dealing with side chick problems because that's not my thing. However, there are some that do.
You don't really know if you're dealing with it. They're a side chick.
Oh, I'm a nosy wife. I'm like Jen B. I'm going to know you the side chick before you even think. I don't know. Oh, but I'm going to know.
Okay. I've heard that one.
I could be the CIA if I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. but I don't have to be. I don't have a husband like that.
I'm just saying. I don't have them problems.
I don't have a husband like that. My man don't think
happened,
like that.
It has happened to the
like
best of them. I'm just saying. It has happened to the best of them.
It does happen.
And we got to happen. But we have an understanding, though. You know what I'm saying? And in a relationship, especially a marriage, to me, love is nice. It's a wonderful thing. Yeah. But to me, a marriage is more like a corporation of two companies merging together. You know what I'm saying? It is a partnership. You have to have understanding. You have to remain on the same page. So in the event that someone cheats, we already know what it is. If we have an understanding. If this is how
all right,
you
can I just stop you right there? Because I want to go back to the first thing you said. And before I even say, I just want you to repeat it again. What was the first thing you said when you said a marriage is? What was the first thing you said after that?
I said love is wonderful.
Uh-huh. And a marriage is?
I said to me. A marriage is a partnership.
You know what? That's exactly what I was about to get at.
That's why I
see,
said
you,
to me.
That's
why
your
I said
view.
To me.
You,
and that's why I said I don't have side chick problems because we have an understanding. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people get married
and they don't have talks about stuff. You just said to me. You went from me to we. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I don't have side chick problems.
All right. How can you
I
go
don't
from
have
me?
Side
how can you take
because
from
me
singular?
And my husband, which is we, communicate.
See,
a lot
exactly.
of relationships
mm-hmm.
don't do that.
How can you take something from singular into plural? This your
we
view.
Don't have side chick problems?
See, but you ain't
well,
say that at first.
Well, he wouldn't have side chick problems because I'm not. I don't have side chick problems, no, because we
have
understanding.
Of course you don't. You're not a side chick.
Absolutely not.
No one has called your house yet. He has a good side chick. No, I'm joking.
Oh, no. We don't have that type of problems.
I'm an official man. He ain't acting like a man. He officially a man. Lisa, don't bring your man all over here. He's at mind his business. He's probably at work trying to make that
nah,
money.
He's on the line.
Aaron got Lisa over here bowling grit, staring at him square. We're going to be bringing on our professional oil here because it is getting hot up in the clubhouse right now. Miss Tony is sitting over there clutching her pearls because you know she don't like this kind of stuff. She's like, I've been married for 20-something years. Don't let her get started. Don't let Miss Tony get started on us about them 20-something years. She's going to play that. But
That's right.
We're going to bring Angel Michelle over here in a second. We're going to get her bio read. She wrote a whole book about it. This topic is hot. It's all over the media. Every day you see it. You see it pop up in government. You know, the president. Uh-huh. You see it all over the place. I mean, you got side chicks keeping dresses that he done expressed himself on. So you have all levels of this side chick, another woman's husband type situations, and we're going to get more into it. I can see the callers are on the line. You know, hit your ones. I'm happy that you're there. You're listening to the show. We would love to hear your opinion on how you feel about another woman's husband. Should it be off limits? You know, are you the one who can only date a married man? You know, definitely call in and speak up. The chat rooms, we have guests in there. We have the certified author's wife. She's in there. She's always supporting us. Thank you so much. And she's cutting
she's
up.
Cutting
and she's cutting up.
Up. Shout
she
out.
She said that these side chicks are in vacations, and they're going out to dinner, and she knows some side chicks, and she's like, man, they are winning. That's what the certified author's wife said. She's in the chat room, and she said, winning. So I don't know. She's a certified author's wife. I don't know. I see her over there. She's going in. But
it's definitely
a hot topic. Yes, it is. It's a hot topic. And because it's so prevalent in society, you know, and with the values and the morals and the different things that are going on, like we're talking about it and stuff and we debate about it, you know, but a lot of people are really living these situations and they're in them. And sometimes, like he said, the side chick is definitely winning. And then you have the side chick that's probably not so winning, the one who goes outside of the boundaries of we had an understanding. You know, I'm a married man. You know, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do such and such. And you have women who get pregnant by the married man, and they have to live by certain, you know, secrecies or what have you, and feelings are involved. So it is a whole dynamic to that. So, you know, we definitely want to get her on here. If you can go ahead, Leisha, and let us know who will be coming on the show, Miss Angel Michelle. She wrote a whole book about it, and we can't wait to get her take on this subject. So please bring on our guest.
Absolutely, because I have read both of those books. And she gives a whole different world of the side chick. Now, Angel Michelle, a.k.a. the writer, Write or Die chick. She's always had a deep passion for writing and reading. She was a military brat growing up. She lived all over the U.S. and overseas in several countries. She believes that having such a diverse and upbringing is what helped her to keep her character and storylines running through her mind constantly. She is a graduate of Southeast High School in Bradenton, Florida. She currently resides in Virginia with her daughter and her son and is currently working on several projects, including the follow-up to her debut novel. So, Erin, if you will bring in the most talented Angel Michelle.
Well, hello. Good evening. How we doing?
Hello, 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 everybody.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
She's ready tonight. I hear it.
It's finally good to put voices with names and profiles and all that kind of stuff and statuses and everything. So I'm really happy to be talking to you guys tonight. Very happy. I was listening in, and I have some opinions, you know, some people I agree with, some I don't. So I'm ready to get into whatever y'all are ready to get into.
All right, what's going on, Bree? Let's get your opinions out the way first, Bree.
That was good, B. That was good. That was good, B. That was a good one.
Nah, but what's your opinion on the topic overall?
I agree with you that they're winning. Side chicks, I think there are different levels to this stuff.
Word to mother.
You know what I mean? It's really, you can be the bottom, you can be the middle, or you can be the top. And each level comes with different things, and there's rules to that. It's rules. Side chicks need to know their place. And if you have one that's out of control, you know, those are the ones that you need to, that are, let me see, how can I say this? The ones that are out of control are not really representing a side chick. I don't know if that makes any sense, but side chicks know their place. They know what they are supposed to do and what they are not supposed to do. That comes with when you start the relationship with the dude. It comes with that. You know not to call his house. You know you're not calling his wife. You know you're not going to the house. You know you're not doing all of these crazy things because that's not what you represent. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know.
It makes sense.
Of course it makes sense because it's your view. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense to you. So, you know, it's your opinion.
Yeah, I just believe that there's levels to it. There's different types of, like y'all were saying, there's different types of side chicks. Executive women are side chicks. There are married women who are side chicks. You know what I mean? So it's everywhere. And this story, Another Woman's Husband type stuff is not new. It's been around for generations. It was back in the old days where women knew their husband had another family.
We were just talking about that.
You know what I mean? Had a whole nother family.
Might be living right next door and everybody getting along.
Exactly.
Yep.
Everybody knew their place. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it's been going on. It's not nothing new. Nothing new.
For real.
I think the newness is that it's prevalent and it's like no regard to. I'm sorry, I introduced it, Tony. But I think it's just more prevalent. And you're seeing it more on TV, so it's constantly in your face, you know. And like Mimi said, it's on every level, like from government on down to the hood, literally.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So you're seeing it.
Definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Bro, look at the look at the mayor. The mayor out in Detroit, they just locked up the Kilpatrick dude, I think his name was. He's boning the little broad, the whatever, the mayor's secretary or whatever. And they carrying on a long affair,
mm-hmm.
yo. His wife knowing everything.
Mm-hmm.
She protecting the throne.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, it be
getting
deep. And
so did Hillary. She didn't leave Bill.
Yeah, Hillary too.
I'm going to go as far as to say that she knew. She always knew. She know who her husband is, what he liked, and she supported him. And I think
there
that
was always.
Go ahead.
Oh, there
go
was
ahead.
Always rumors that Hillary had her own little on the side. So I don't.
Maybe.
We
heard.
You know,
we heard.
I don't think
we
she really.
Angel
well, we did.
You know. You
women
know,
do cheat better than men. She probably was pissed off Bill got caught.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't
real,
the first time
doing?
He got caught. If you look at his track record, it wasn't the first time. So I'm quite sure she had hers, even on Scandal. Millie got hers on the side, and she didn't think her husband knew. But he know. She just don't know he knew already.
But you know what?
Before, you know
what,
it all
though?
Comes out.
You know what, guys? Some women, I don't want to say that they don't care, but, I mean, how many affairs can your husband have over during your marriage and you never leave? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Some women just want that title, that stability. Because if I take it back to the first book, Another Woman's Husband, Dre was a serial cheater. I mean, it was all in Neeson's face. She was going to a girl's house, getting him, and, you know, stuff like that. And that's it. That's true. That is absolutely true. That happened. And
very
women
true.
Do that. I mean, they just want that husband. It doesn't matter what he's doing out there. As long as he's coming home to me, some women feel like that.
Yeah, and even if he's not cheating, just as long as they can have the status and the ring.
Exactly.
When they show up, somebody know I'm married. Yes, I
exactly.
am.
Exactly.
He's two pieces of dirt. Even if he go to work every day and everything, he could be not fulfilling her needs or everything. You know, every time you turn around, she out with friends. She on the phone. She doing everything other than being a wife, but she just wants that title. She just has to have that title. And she won't let him go free. She ain't going to let him go free. You're going to be with me forever. You know, we done said forever.
Exactly.
You're going to be with me forever because that's what the good book says. But they just want that title.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm glad Angel brought up Niecy. I'm so glad that Angel brought up Niecy because, you know, a lot of times, and I think I do agree with Angel that, you know, if it's in your face like that and you going to get them, it's something within you that's causing you to stay. That you need to work on within yourself for you to feel better about yourself. You know, but with Niecy, I don't think, it just seemed like she don't want to see him happy with someone else. She wants him to be happy with her. And it's, so far it hasn't worked out that way. And every time, just for like in part, because I don't want to give away the book. But it, you have some women that, you know, it's like, well, as long as you're not with her, but as soon as you get with her, because she makes you happy and you're a different man with her.
Exactly.
I have a problem with that, and now I don't want no divorce. I'm not leaving. We need to work it out because it's like, well, he can give it to her, but he can give it to me. But no, he cannot give it to you. You know, you're choosing to stay in that relationship, and it's like right there in your face.
Right.
Yo, let me tell you something. Women
so,
have a disease that there's no cure for called bitterness once they get it. You know what I mean? Like, once a woman gets struck with bitterness. Yeah, once
y'all
a woman
see how
gets struck with bitterness.
As soon as he said bitterness?
I'm keeping it real, y'all. Like, Once a woman gets stricken with that disease called bitterness, it is over. Can nobody tell her what to do? Like,
but
it's
I think
over.
That, but
do me a favor. Who's that, Tony?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Then take that 862, Aaron, because they got their hand raised and they're ready for an opinion.
But I think that some women, that they may know of the side chick's existence, like Niecy knew, but she wasn't threatened by those side chicks, and she wasn't threatened until Bree came into the picture. Now, there was something about Bree that threatened her and her position in her marriage with Dre. You know,
as
and
a woman.
That goes right. So until she felt threatened, she was accepting, even and she stayed there. You know, and they have women like that. They know their man enough to know a certain woman would cause a threat to them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Everybody
wants to be the boss, and it's all fun and games until you realize somebody else can copy the game just as good as you.
It's all fun and games until somebody loses a guy.
No. Not an eye, but a guy, right? He's like, I got this. Like, wait a minute. She put her pan to the left just like I put my pan to the left. Wait a minute.
Yes, 862. Good evening. Welcome to the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. You are live with Angel Michelle and your wonderful host, Tony.
What's
Lisa.
Up, guys? This is Kenisha.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's
Lisa.
Going on?
Hey. What's going on?
Hey, Angel.
Hey, Kay. How you doing, baby?
You know I had to call in. I'm Team Bree all the way from book one.
Yes, yes.
Now Bree is, you know, Bree is the side chick.
I like Bree.
Okay. I had a problem with Niecy from the first book. After I read the first book, I had it for a while, and then I finally got into reading it. And when Angel saw my review on the book, she was like, that's funny. Everybody was like, they always had a problem with Bree. I was like, nah, I would have whooped Niecy's ass straight up.
See?
Wife or no wife. Like, she would have got it. You don't come to my house. If that's your man, you deal with him over there. Don't
Didn't
come to
she
my
do
house
a
because
lot?
I'm not coming to your house.
Didn't Why?
She,
do
she was doing
too
much.
She
was
doing
way too much. Too much.
Yeah,
she gave me a headache.
Both car windows, flat and tires. She was doing the most. Ooh.
You gotta be here
yeah,
for the
sorry.
Kids. You gotta be here for the kids. She gave me a headache.
Yeah.
It was too much.
She
was doing way too much.
Yeah. I really didn't like her. And I've always been like, some people just like, oh, I like Bree now. No, I like Bree from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I was always on Bree side because I look at it like this. It takes two to tangle. She wasn't doing
Absolutely.
It by herself. He kept coming back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
commitment
falls on and her commitment wasn't with with her, his wife. He had a commitment to her, not her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm.
The
with
only
him.
Thing, though, I love her, but the only thing, though, is choosing to, because you still have a choice. And sometimes, even as women, as people in general, I think Aaron said this a lot of times. No, it was Charles. Burgess the other day when he was on the show. A lot of times the decisions we make put us in the positions that we are in. So making that decision to sleep with the man across the hall, hey, you put yourself in that position now that you know she crazy, because she was crazy. You know, even when he was supposed to have, see, I don't want to give the book away. See, now I got people that read it and I could talk about it, but, you
they
know.
They both chose to sleep with each other and already knew how she was. So I don't.
Absolutely.
I can't blame it all on Bree. Like, it was both of them. It was both.
It's him. It's
adults.
Him.
Like, they both knew.
It's him.
He should have stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that was married.
Mm-hmm. So Kay, what did you like about Bree? Y'all are saying that y'all like her. What is it that you liked about her? Because so many people hate her, and I wanna hear what the people that like her are. Our Team Bree. What is it that they like about her? What did she do?
I don't know. It's her character, her personality. I just I just liked, I don't know, I just liked, I just fell in love with her and her character. I just, I don't know, I just been Team Bree. That Niecy chick just rubbed me the wrong way. And I don't like her.
And it's the way you wrote the character. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you don't just
like,
see Bree as a side chick. You know, even though you
right.
got Olivia Pope and you got, you know, Gabrielle Union's character, you
winning.
Just don't see them as side chicks. That's not you see them they like.
Lisa
and you see how
for the side chick right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
And you see them evolve, but with Bree, the one thing I like just to see, you know, that she was just like a woman on the move. She was trying to do her thing. Some of the stuff, you know, she was giving me a headache for a minute because when she moved, I was happy. I was like, girl, you got it. That's right. Go on out there and get you a new man. You know,
I
leave him alone.
Book
too.
Yes.
I heard a really strange tone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But see, in book two,
yeah,
I didn't really blame her.
Time.
I didn't really blame her in book two. Only because of the way everything
went
down.
Book two, I did. Because I can't get a book away, but I really was very disappointed in her in book two because she had got him out of her system. She had moved on. And now one phone call, I don't want to get a book away. Well, they got back in touch, and you're
right.
just about to, fuck him. Like, yeah, I was very disappointed
yeah.
in her.
Hey,
like, if I
was
in here, I would have
slapped her. Because, you know, old dude, I don't think she really wanted to be there. You know, sometimes women make decisions,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, okay, I need to make a
right,
change.
I,
and sometimes they can't
right,
do it by themselves.
I've seen
they
that, too. She wasn't
somebody.
Really feeling him. She just was, you know, with him because
there.
She was trying to get
mm-hmm.
over Dre.
Mm-hmm.
But still her going back to him, though. Like, no.
Yes, that
no.
made my head hurt.
Maybe, you
but
know what I'm saying? Maybe that situation wasn't a workout. But her, you
it's
know,
so hard
even, you know,
book.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the
yeah.
other dude. I didn't blame her for that one because she heard that in passing. She found out news in passing, you know. She just knew something wasn't right, but she didn't know exactly what it was. You know, so I didn't blame her about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
yeah,
no.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't blame her for that incident either.
Because he going to do the same thing, even if he was divorced. He's still the same person. He's going to do things the same way. He's just going to change the bowl that he put the soup in. It's still the same soup he was giving you before.
Yep.
Okay.
Y'all got it. Y'all really took what I was trying to portray in the book. Y'all took all the sides. I love that. I love it. Y'all understood exactly where I was trying to go, what I was trying to bring, and y'all understood it. I love it. I love it. Love it.
Yep, two more for Team Bree.
Yes.
Winning.
Winning.
Appreciate you.
Oh, but I ain't dealing with no side chicks. I'm just saying, yeah, they winning, but I ain't dealing with them.
We know. We already know. Two from the state.
I don't have side chick problems.
I know.
Yeah, we don't have side chick problems. We.
You will complain.
but
I had a different take on it.
Somebody might not think I don't this
okay.
is Angel. I don't
okay.
I think that a lot of women and I don't wanna ruffle nobody's feathers, but coming from a place where I have been on both sides, sometimes your side chick is just so good, and your husband is just so good. You don't know you have a side chick problem. You know what I mean? Because he knows he has to keep home correct in
mm-hmm.
order to continue to see his side chick. Otherwise, there will be side chick problems. So his side chick could be telling him, look, baby, go and go home and, you know, just chill, be nice.
Angel, don't have him
looking
under the bed tonight. Please.
You know what I'm saying? But
don't
I'm
have...
just being real. I'm just being real. That is the truth. Like, some women will school your men. Some women will school their men, their side men or whatever, on how to keep home happy. No, I don't want her coming to my house. So what you need to do is you need to put my number. You need to memorize that motherfucker. Don't put it. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You need to memorize that number. Don't put it in your phone. Don't put it in on a piece of paper. Nothing. Let's sing it. We're going to sing it till you get it. Sing it till you get it. You know what I mean?
Don't ever stop by my house with your kids.
Exactly.
Ever. I don't care.
That's the only phone
I call
you
at. Don't ever pull up to my house with your kids.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Fools to this shit. Like, it's real shit. Like, you come in the neighborhood, like, side chick will flip. A real side chick will flip right out. Because she won't even let you in. She'll be like, nah, I seen you out there.
Yeah.
Because I seen you have your kids with you.
Yeah,
my car was right in front of the house. Like, what do we talk about?
Yeah.
Who the hell was that, Junior?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yes.
How many niggas I'm in a relationship with around here?
Had some rules. You gotta had them rules. They had them rules in place. I will not be calling you. You call me only when you are free.
Exactly.
I will not call you. And they set the rules. They set the tone. And that's why, like you said, it has levels to it. That's what makes the difference between just having some old side chick and having a real woman who knows what she wants, is in control of her situation, and she is totally winning because she's getting what she wants. She's getting the man. She's getting whatever she wants from him. He wants her to be happy because she's making him happy, and she's not messing up what he has going on at his house. So he's winning. Totally winning, and she's totally winning, and nobody is the wiser.
Exactly.
I don't know. He made my head hurt, too, because it was like, you are no man. You ain't got no backbone, side bone, or inner bone. And it really does, when it comes down to it, no matter whether it's side chick, wife, sister, whoever, the man has control. You make the choice. So if you ain't got no backbone, I'm going to need you not to get a side chick, because you did. He gave me headaches.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. Everybody don't need to journey off into that because everyone can't handle it.
And then, especially if there's kids involved, because those kids can be like a tug of war with the kids because you don't want to leave your kids. You've been a good dad, you know, all their lives and all that kind of stuff. So you just don't want to leave them. So now wifey is using them as a pawn. You know what I'm saying? Like, your kids need you. Like, I think even Niecy used the dog. She was like the dog guy.
Everybody
needs to come over. The kids are sad, you know, whatever. It's crazy.
But that's what we were talking about, those types of wives who need that status, who won't have the respect to say things aren't everything they should be. Things just may be falling apart. We need to respect each other's personal development and growth and say, look, it's over. Okay, let's not worry about what grandma's going to say. I know she wants us to be married forever, and I'm wearing her ring. You know what I'm saying? She gave me grandma's ring, and she gave us a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Because it can be a disservice. It can be a disservice. Like, I have an aunt that stayed married to her husband. He was very abusive to her verbally, physically, but she would not leave him until the kids were old enough to understand. And she stayed with him until they were, like, in high school.
Oh, yeah, I know women like that also.
Forever, you know, and you know, my uncles would threaten, and they would be like, yo, you know, he moved her really, really far so that she wouldn't be around, you know, her sisters and stuff to tell. But she didn't leave because of the children. They had a structure. That structure of the house, of she was a housewife, she cooked, she cleaned, she took care of all the bills, she made sure that everything was set a certain kind of way, but in silence, she was suffering. You know, but because of that status, like, you get married, you don't, you know, the elders is like, you don't not be married now.
Right, exactly.
You got them kids, they got to be raised with a father and everything, and people will stay in them situations out of habit and pattern, you know.
Comfort and familiarity. And you know, some women are just afraid of change. Like, because I grew up moving every 3 years, I'm not afraid to pick up and move. like pick up and leave the state, pick up and go somewhere. But there are some women that are so afraid of change that they can't even fathom picking up and moving out of their home, moving out of their state, moving on, period,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they're stuck,
mm-hmm. And fear of failure. The fear of,
right.
I,
oh, yeah.
I couldn't
yeah.
make it work. I couldn't make
yeah.
it work. That they don't want to
yeah.
face that fear of failure and that it didn't work. I couldn't keep it going. They'll try to the bitter end, and they'll know, that the man isn't happy, and they'll know that they're genuinely not happy. Like, you not may
mm-hmm.
not be totally unhappy, but you know that there may be something that you're not comfortable with, and you're willing to let that sacrifice just so you can maintain the allure of I'm married and I love
right.
my
mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's crazy. Aaron?
No, I'm here.
What do you think? I mean, we don't be running
no.
off to the grain,
No, I definitely agree. I think there's a bunch of women by large that definitely be wanting those titles. Will stay in situations that maybe they should get out of just to maintain those titles, to say that they have them.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a bunch of them. And then, security issues. Like, people
mm-hmm.
have security, and a lot of people live by supposed to be's, like what's
mm-hmm.
supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they'll be like, oh, well, it's supposed to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that really don't exist in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no such thing as supposed to be. Just the whole phrase itself sounds false.
Yeah.
Do you think that the
side chick and the wife, they stay, especially the wife, stay in this situation because of the statistics of men to women, and once you get out of that relationship,
you don't think that
plays a role in it?
No, I don't think that the number game even comes into play when you're dealing mm-hmm. with the levels of emotions like that.
I think self-esteem does.
Now, yeah.
Absolutely.
Self-esteem and insecurities, yes. But the numbers
mm-hmm.
game, like, people aren't thinking that far ahead. Like, yo, if I leave this guy right here, that narrows down my chances because now it's only going to be 1 in 3. You know what I mean? They're not thinking that far ahead
mm-hmm.
into things. Like, they're just emotional. People search for emotional balance.
Mm-hmm.
And when they find a place where their emotions can feel comfortable, then they settle there.
Yeah.
They relax with things
that
feel comfortable to
them. But I can see what Tony was trying to say. Not just the race as far as the numbers game, but, a lot of people say, they have that, there are no good men, all the good men are either in jail or they're dead. Some people
uh-huh.
get caught up in that, like, if I leave, I got to start all over, then I got to be bothered with these guys out here now. They ain't not about nothing. I already know mine ain't about nothing. And then they settle. Settle for the less of the two evils. But I do want to ask Angel a question. Because when writing
yeah.
this book, I know maybe some of it did come from experience. How difficult was it to write some, to just pull everything together with the things that you have actually experienced and then the things that you did not, and you had to work on other people's experience and bring in that emotion as well?
Girl,
it was easy because number one, being in that position, and number two, seeing other people in that position. It was just
mm-hmm.
so easy because it was all around me, everywhere. And I do want to say that it did. It came from experience. And so, it's up to the reader to decide what, could be fabricated or, maybe not so true. But I'm telling you that both of those books came from a place in me, so it was easy. It was definitely, definitely easy.
So you were Bree, and in the sense of writing the book, like, you were given not like when you were doing the other characters, you were doing their in their outline of what, like how you may have felt this. Be like, what the hell could this bitch have possibly been thinking when she did this shit?
Right, right. No. Another woman's husband one was super easy because that was just a that just flowed because that junk really happened. And another woman's husband two was easy also because that junk really happened. I mean, you know, some parts were like fabricated, a little bit embellished or whatever, but to me, I think it could have been I could have said, this is here is my autobiography, but then who am I? You know what I'm saying? Who would read it? So it was like I forgot the question. What'd y'all say?
No, I was saying that you basically, but since you were dealing with you were writing from a personal experience with like the Brie aspect, that you would at times when you were characterizing these other females, you would have to place yourself into a position like, what the hell was she thinking when she did this?
Mm-hmm. I did. But for number one, I knew what Niecy was thinking because Dre was telling Brie. Dre was telling Brie every single thing that Niecy thought, said, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you can, if y'all read it, y'all will remember.
Oh, yeah.
Always asking Dre, you know, well, what'd she say this time? Well, you know, what'd she have to say about me? And, you know, he would tell her. He wanted to know why
Dre
she
was
knew.
Violating the rules, too, though.
Dre wasn't keeping it 100.
Like, he was supposed to check her right off the rip. Like, yo, who you creeping with, me or her?
Yeah.
Because we all going to get together and do this thing, then we all need to, I need
but
to start
they
setting
had,
that up.
They
had that communication thing down, though. They did talk about everything. They talked about everything. Everything. And that's how Brie kind of stayed one step ahead.
But it kind of still, it drove you crazy, though. What did she say about me? Every time you came back, it just like.
But you know what? I think
she literally wanted.
Go ahead, finish.
No, I think she literally wanted word for word. If he had taken a recording, that wouldn't have been enough for her.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's
you're
because
right.
She didn't trust him. And she knew that it was more to whatever he was telling her. So she asking him questions because she knew she was going to get more information out of whatever she asked him and then really get the truth. I can't tell the book, but it was one particular part in the book where she questioned him so good that it was like, okay, so this, that, and the other happened? Well, I didn't say that. Yes, she did. Or he'll bring up something where she said, well, you didn't tell me she said that.
Right. That's what something that side chicks should know how to do is talk your dude in circles. Like, talk him into telling on himself. You know what I mean? You just got to know the questions to ask and play off those answers until they talk themselves into telling you whatever they need to tell you.
Now, see, you got special abilities, Angel. You a Gemini. Everybody can't just do that. So you make it sound easy. Like,
that's right. That's right. You're right, B. You're right.
For real, like you got, you know, everybody can't just talk them in circles. You got to have that, you know, the average wife ain't going to be talking in circles anyway because she's going to be so worried about who the side chick is, she ain't going to be able to get her thoughts together.
Yeah.
She'd be discombobulated, throwed off.
Who is this B? Do she know me? You know she's when she start asking questions like that. Has she seen our kids?
Yep.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow. So there's a science to this side chick, literally.
Definitely.
For real.
Definitely. Yeah. Like it's a science to get the man in the first place. The woman that marries him, she works her mojo to get him,
mm-hmm.
and the woman that has him on the side is working it to keep him over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, my favorite wife moment was in The Family That Prays. That was
mm-hmm.
my favorite wife moment. She taking off them shoes, side chick taking off them shoes, like, hey, baby, is she just a talking and look up? He won't be here. That was my favorite wife moment. That was my favorite wife
moment.
When the
wife struck, huh?
She was like, yes, Mrs. Cartwright. He won't be showing up. They walked right out. I was like, that's right.
Yeah, but see, wow. I mean, that's great. I mean, definitely, I definitely do not promote,
mm-mm.
you know, like, go out and cheat on your spouse or whatever. But I just call it for what it is. Like, side chicks is winning. Not just side chicks, like, side men too, if they playing the role correctly, and if everything is rules and levels, and you know, like, side chicks is winning, and so is the other woman's husband. If she's playing,
uh-huh.
she playing the rules. You heard Angel, like, yeah, I'm tucking this nigga in bed on his way out the door. Like, for real, like, you got it, you know. So yeah, like, you gotta have that game. Gotta have your game face on if you're gonna play.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Angel, I'm in the middle of. I'm almost finished part one, and I hear about part two. Is there gonna be a part three also? Or is it gonna end at two?
You know,
well, she's currently
really,
in that situation. No, I'm playing.
Stop, B. Stop. It could be a part two. It could be a part three. I really could make it a part three. But I don't know that I want to be another woman's husband 7, another woman's husband 22. You know, it's kind of tied up.
Woman's husband.
You know,
infamous woman's husband.
Yeah. It kind of can tie up. You know, it's kind of tied up in two. It could possibly be a three, but I'm really not sure. The readers are asking for it, but I'm really not sure that I want to keep going with
mm-hmm.
it.
Now,
if
you were to do a part three, would it still be based on you and your experiences, more fiction?
Huh?
that little clearing of the throat definitely was the answer. Like, listen, like,
what
you think? I done gave you up all. You think I gave you the whole story?
Whenever I write a story, it comes from a place, whether you know. Yeah, it would have to be a continuation of some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. In having those experiences, when you talk about, you know, those coming from personal places and a side chick position, what did you learn mostly, either about yourself or about the situation? What did you actually come out of it, the experience of it all?
That is an awesome question. Who is that, Miss Tony?
That's Ms. Nene.
That's Nene. Okay. dang, Nene. I learned that I'm better than that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm worth more than that. I think
mm-hmm.
that being a side chick, another woman's, you know, another man's woman or whatever, I think there are positives and negatives, and it's an empty feeling in the end. It really is a totally empty feeling, and I learned that I deserve more than that. You know what I mean? I deserve to be
that wife. If I'm giving you everything that you say your wife is not giving you, mm-hmm. if I'm doing everything perfectly, why am I not your wife? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I just learned that I'm worth more than that. I deserve more than that, and I'm better than that. I'm better than mm-hmm. that.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Now let me ask you a question. At the time when you accepted the role, let's just go back to the beginning. When you accepted the role, like, you know, mm-hmm. okay, God, you got a girl, whatever, you know, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? When at that time, did you ever? What about you as a person outside of that situation? What about you as a person? Do you think changed that made you not look at that then? Like, that made you not feel like, what was it about you that didn't make you feel like you were better then?
Because I was being told that I was already the best, and I wanted to be loved so bad, I was willing to wait until the storm was over to be the best, you know, to be with this person, to have this mm-hmm. person, you know what I'm saying? So I was willing to ride all the waves and everything else because I'm already being told that I'm the best thing that's ever happened to him in his life. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna wait it out. But at the same time, after you ride so many waves and you still don't get to shore or whatever, you know, you have to reconsider everything. You have to reevaluate. You have to think. You have to think outside the box, because when you're in the situation, you're in a box, and you're kind of being manipulated by this dude because he's telling you everything's sweet, and you can't hear any other dude. You know what I mean? You can't, when you're in that, you can't hear no other dude tell you nothing good about you. You only mm-hmm. want to hear it from him. So mm-hmm. I think that, you know, at that time I was just waiting. I just wanted that relationship so bad, and I thought mm-hmm. that if I just held on, that I would get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a caller. Let's bring this caller in.
Then I have a question after that. Go ahead.
Okay. 614-446. Good evening. You are live in the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. Who are we speaking
hey.
With?
Hey. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hey, Kiana.
Let's hear the phrase that pays.
Winning.
I just got a quick question. I got two quick questions, actually.
Hi.
Everybody, I'm sorry. How is everybody doing?
We're good.
Good.
I have a quick question mm-hmm. for the guest, Michelle.
Yes.
Is that her name, Michelle? Okay.
Angel Michelle.
Get it back. Okay. But when you were the side chick, were you winning? In your honest opinion.
I didn't win. No. At the time, I would have thought that I was winning because I was getting that time. I was getting that attention. I even got him to leave. So, you know, I thought I was winning, but I didn't win in the end.
Okay. And my next
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Another thing, you said at the end you felt empty. When it was mm-hmm. all said and done, you felt empty. Here's my mm-hmm. thing on that, and this is in no offense. I'll take it in no offense.
Mm-hmm.
You felt empty because at the end of the day, you didn't play by the rules. If you were going to be the side chick, you were supposed to be the side chick. You weren't supposed to try to get him to leave his wife. And
But was that me or was that him? Because I didn't pack his stuff to leave.
I take that.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't pack his stuff to leave. I wasn't the one that told his wife I'm leaving, or nothing. Was that me or was that him?
Okay, that part is him. But did you accepted him after that?
You know what I mean? I just say, if you're going to be a sidekick, this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. There's nothing else you should expect out of it. And I'm not saying I say go ahead and be somebody's sidekick, but if you're a sidekick, that's what you are. You ain't supposed to.
And you know what? And I understand exactly what you are saying. But when it comes to a point where he is telling you, you are not the side chick. You are the one. You are the one. And every action of his is showing you that you are the one. Just hold on. Just be patient. Just let me do this. Let me take care of this. Then you kind of have to believe that. You kind of believe that. You fall into it. And I didn't think it was a trap. Like, it wasn't a trap. It was real. And if you read the book, readers have even said they could feel the love between Dre and Bree because it was there. You know what I'm saying? It was real. It wasn't like a game. And I understand what you're saying. Like, if you're the side chick, be the side chick. But that's if you're dealing with a dude that's just treating you like the side chick. You know what I mean?
Now, I understand exactly what you're saying. Now, as far as do I know what you mean part, I don't know if I know what you mean. Now, I totally understand what you said.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this. If this man already has a woman already, I don't know if he has kids or whatever situation. If the man already has a woman, right, and you enter into that situation with acceptance, like, okay, you got a girl, okay, we're going to do this. You know, we're going to play the game. Because obviously, it's already a game because he has a woman.
It is a game. It is a game in the beginning.
When you start losing, let me tell you when you start losing. When you start losing is when you be like, yo, you know what? This shit ain't no game no more. I think that nigga was serious with that last shit he told me. You know what I mean? But he's leaving, going back to her. Like, I see all the signs. I see all the signs of it not being real. But then right after that, he's like, hold on. That's not a sign of, yo, this shit is about to be real.
But then you see the sign of it being real. Like, if a
if I'm telling you to hold on,
and 2 weeks later I'm moving in with you, what is that? What is the side chick to believe then, that it's still a game?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because you got to look at how you got to that point. It depends how you get to the point of, like, him packing that suitcase. Like, it depends on how we get to that point.
I mean, it wasn't Bree. She wasn't begging. I don't. Well, maybe she was. I think.
See?
I got to read the book. And I'm going to confess, I haven't read the book yet. This is Kiana.
I think
she
kind
of did. I'm going to get it now.
It may not even be her begging,
but women, let me tell you, I always say this, women are smarter than men. I'll give y'all that. When y'all thinking, y'all smarter than men. Seriously, when y'all playing, when y'all enter into a game and y'all playing, if he starts playing harder than you and you start getting caught up in your emotions, you're going to automatically start losing because you're not going to be thinking. Like, you're not. See, let me tell you something. Like, this is when you're still thinking on the point of game, when you're like, yo, it's still game. When you're like, yo, he got this other woman. How would I feel if I was her and he was doing this to me? You're missing the character of the nigga you fucking with. Because that's what's going on, and you're missing that now. When, as he coming and going, you're not seeing his character no more. You just seeing the things that's going on between y'all. Because his character is already saying he's the wrong type
of
nigga for
women. You're right.
Oh, trust me, I know.
You're
I'm
right.
a dude.
We had this conversation earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We had this conversation earlier, and it don't have to just be a relationship type situation with the man or whatever the case may be, but you have signs.
You know what I'm saying? You have signs that show that this person is not a root in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that their exit is coming. And the signs
mm-hmm.
that you see are to help you prepare that this person is not here to stay forever. But a lot of times, especially as women, when it comes to relationships, we don't look at the signs, but they were already there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and even in the book, they came out that she saw the signs, but she chose not to see them. Like, when she was always asking him questions, because she needed to get the information, because she knew that what he
yeah.
was saying was not all the way the truth,
right.
and that it was some other
mm-hmm.
things going on, and that his exit is coming. He's not meant
right.
to be here for forever,
right.
well, because
right.
I'm about to say, right, he a seasonal nigga. He's seasonal.
I'm going to say this. True story. My best friend probably going to kill me. Anyway, I'm telling it.
Mm.
My best friend, I have two best friends. They're married. It's a guy and it's a girl. They started dating when we were 12. When they started dating, he was a lot older than us. He was in a relationship with somebody, the woman, the girl, whatever, she lived with him. He went back and forth between the two of them for years. They both knew about each other. Neither one of them ever confronted the other. He split the holidays and everything. And we were young. This went on through our junior high, through our high school, and now we're about to be 40 years old. They are still together. And I was always the one there because I'm best friends with both of them. I knew that he genuinely loved her. I knew that he genuinely loved the other woman. She lived in his house. I was the house that he would have to come to, spend time with my best friend. He had stuff carved out. When him and the other girl had their first baby, he called from the delivery room to my house to make sure she was okay. Is she all right? She had the baby. I know I ain't there. I'm coming. He came to my house as soon as they got her all situated because he had to make sure that she was okay because he knew that the first baby he had was not with her. It was with the other woman, and he had genuine love for them both. He went back and forth between them. He had three sons with the girl he lived with. He had three daughters with my best friend. Finally, you know, we got in our 20s. He finally broke it off with the other woman, and he's still with my best friend. But I saw the genuine love. I knew it was there. It was no fake. It was no phony. When he was with her, he was with her. He loved her. He was concerned. He didn't want her to be with nobody else. He didn't want her to see nobody else. And now, you know, like, they're still together. So you can't always say that it's a one cookie cutter situation. He's lying. He's not really in love with you. He's telling you he probably is. You know, like Bree or whoever we're talking about, the scenario, he probably was genuinely in love with her, genuinely in love with her, and not that he wasn't also in love genuinely with his wife. But he was torn between both loves, and because society says you can't have two. You can't have two. That's what society says. You can't have two. Regardless of how you have it set up, you cannot do that. So then it puts people at an impasse. Like, I can't have both. Even if I'm comfortable with both, even if both women are comfortable, even if whatever, 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 and nothing ever is a discord, society says you can't do it. So somebody
right.
is always going to lose. But
yep.
you can't
yeah.
decide a woman is dumb or she's stupid or
oh,
he gave her. You know what I'm saying? You can never say that because just he, if he was saying it, and it's a lot of men who are genuinely in love with the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Now, I agree with that, Nene. I definitely agree that the genuine duality of love definitely be existing in those situations. I'm not saying that the guy may not be loving you. See, there goes that boy thing again, the boy to man thing again, like, because boys be confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he may just definitely genuinely be loving both of them and can't decide, like you said, be torn. But
be
it's for
and,
the
and
woman.
Have, and have a lot of things in place that, you know, that could fall down, like you're saying, if it's children involved, if it's
mm-hmm.
other things involved. But never, I would never just come out and say that a side woman
is being stupid or, you know, she just accepted anything he said because when he's with her, it's real. When he's with her, it's real. Regardless of whatever society thinks, whatever's going on outside of the door, when he walks out of it, that's the realness. In the moments is the realness, and you can't dictate how you feel in the moments, in that realness, in whatever you guys have created, because that chemical that's flowing through y'all for that love and them feelings and y'all having sex and everything, it's real. And it's no less real than when he goes home with his wife. It's just a different house that is happening at.
I definitely agree with that. I'm just saying, like, with the Bree situation, like, from what they was describing, like, it's signs. Like we were saying, my whole thing is the sign thing. Like when the woman starts seeing the real, when she really stopped thinking and being her emotions now she's in her emotions, like, okay, I love him, but it's like even male or female, it's like when you look in the eyes of somebody you love and you know damn well they lying to you. But you just accept it. You know what I mean? But you know damn well, like, they looking you right in your eyes, and you looking at them, and you know damn well they lying to you. But you love them enough to just let them go ahead and walk away with that.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. It's definitely a double-edged sword. And, you know, if I hadn't been around certain situations and certain women to see them go through certain things, you know what I'm saying, when they hurt and they ache for that love, for that situation. But because, like I said, stuff that dictates that you just can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do this and you can't do that, and people are torn, and real feelings and stuff being involved. On both ends. You know, we talked earlier about, you know, the side woman who gets pregnant by him and different things, and people got to hide and sneak, and you know what I'm saying? Even for the man, like, he can't really enjoy all that. And he might, you know, like I said, genuinely love that woman and genuinely want those children with her and everything like that, but he can't because he has this other situation, and he loves his wife. You know what I'm saying? Now, he ain't doing all that because he don't love his wife, and he's not committed to making sure that she's happy and that he gives her everything that he promised her on that special day. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, the heart does what the heart does. And sometimes you just can't control that.
I was about to say, you can't control the heart.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't. You just can't, no matter how much logic and reasoning and textbook you want to pull out and religion or whatever you got in the bag to say that it controls the situation. A whole lot of times it goes for nothing when that heart does what it does.
Yeah, that's why I said, once you jump into the emotional aspect, like, the woman ain't gonna be thinking as clearly. Like, as long as it ain't in no emotion, she'll be out thinking dude all day.
Like,
right. The mother.
Like, sometimes dude is more in his emotion than she is.
Exactly.
Have seen dudes fall in love with the side chick and she ain't beat. Like,
the
dude, like, that wasn't what we were doing here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I got your
line. Actually,
lines.
I think that probably happens more than you know, the other scenario.
Is Kiana still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But, yeah, a lot of dudes, it happens with them, too. It's not just the woman. You know, you have some side women be begging him, dude, like, please, go home. Like, no, we're not doing this no more. And we'll get physical and try to, you know, mess up whatever she got going and everything. Because he's like, somebody told
that's
you
true.
Wrong. Like, you are a married man. You need to go home. Like, he was
yeah,
about
like
to come up. You'll be surprised. I have seen
it
all.
It's like the guy. You always know those guys. You know, we knew them growing up. So you find that girl in the hood that likes to do trains, and then you got that one guy that tells you the next day, like, yo, she ain't doing that no more. Like,
oh,
what?
Goodness.
What are you talking about?
Aaron.
We introduced you to her yesterday. What are you talking about? She's not doing that anymore. What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's a double-edged sword, and it's a tricky situation. And you know,
it happens. Stuff happens, you know, and it's out of your control. And then, like you said, you learn and you grow. You know what I'm saying? You learn and you grow. You said that you came out of a situation like that. You expressed. Well, let me ask you, what did you learn about yourself? Like, besides the fact that, you know, you said, you know, you were able to look at you wanting better and different things, like, what do you see today that you didn't see then?
Me?
Yes, Angel.
Okay. What do I see today that I didn't see then? I just think that it's a situation that I don't want to be. I don't have the energy to be in. I don't have the energy to maintain it. I don't have the emotional strength to deal with a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like I said, I just think I'm better than that. I deserve better than that. Like, if I can offer a dude all of these things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be his side chick, then I can find a dude of my own and give him all the same things and make him happy. You know, I just don't think that it's completely worth it.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Coming from a position of, you know, being where you were a side chick and you find your husband and you're married to him and everything like that, if he was to do that, would you be as understanding? If you were married, you know, now today you done found him and you're like, okay, all right, I'm where I need to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. But at some point, he has an indiscretion. Could you be as forgiving? Could you be as understanding?
Mm-mm. No. Because no, really.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I'm like, I gotta go.
No,
yo,
I really
wow.
couldn't because I would think that, like, I think Lisha was saying that, you know, if your communication is on point and all the other aspects of your relationship are on point, then there really shouldn't be a reason to step out. And if you do, then something's wrong, and then that means it's not working.
That's that female Gemini shit. Like, yo, I could do it. Listen, I done lived half my life doing this shit, but you better not pull that shit on me once.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think that I've learned how to make a relationship work by being in pieces of relationships. So if my relationship is not working to the point where the dude feels like he has to step out, then I don't want it. It's not the relationship that I want, because I want to be able to give my partner 100% of me, him give me 100% of him, and we just kill it like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think... I don't know.
I agree with you. Like, I mean, well, not that I agree with you, but I totally understand where you're coming mm-hmm. from. Like you know, like, you ain't having that shit. Like, straight up, like, it don't matter. Don't matter what you did. Like, I'm not having it. I can do it.
Right.
Don't you do it.
Right.
For real. And, I mean, you know, parents used to tell us that when we was kids, so I totally understand it.
Yeah,
like,
I just think that. Mm-hmm. I just think that I want my relationship to be so on point that there's not a need for that. And if it is, then something's not on point. And that means mm-hmm. it's not.
And you ain't even
working.
Trying to stick around and try to find
right.
out what that is.
Right.
Now,
right. Because I think I'm a good girl. You know what I mean? I
right.
really do. I've learned a lot of lessons.
Mm-hmm. And, Asia, this is Tony. Based on those lessons that you've learned, you've heard, you know, you've set the scene, you've heard what he didn't like in his marriage, you know what you did as the side chick. Now, would you be able to combine all of them and just and feel comfortable that you would be able to keep your man from straying?
Yes. I mean, I can't guarantee it, but
uh-huh.
I think that I know. I'm a communicator by nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a, like B said, that Gemini stuff. So I'm a communicator by nature, so I'm going to feel you. If something is wrong, baby, I need to know what it is. If I'm not satisfying you here, tell me. If I'm not satisfying you here, tell me. If I'm getting on your nerves when I do this, tell me. You know, I feel like I can work through almost anything if I know that something is going wrong, awry. You know what I mean? If something is not right, if I'm not fulfilling some kind of need of yours, I think I can figure it out and fix it before you have to be unhappy, so unhappy that you're looking for somebody else.
I definitely agree with her because, you know, just like she was saying, if you talk about it before and they come to you and ask, one, you guys decide to have a discussion and you decide to work it out, and you should be able to take care of whatever the problem is. The thing is, when he steps outside of that relationship, you know, he didn't give you enough consideration and respect to just talk to you, because love is not a tug of war. It don't have to be a tug of war. And if in a relationship you have a tug of war, then it's like she was saying, it's not worth it. It's too much of a headache to be with this person if I got to pay tug of war with your heart to try to pull you here. And we do. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that people often, and I, you know, that's the whole idea behind my book, Cupid's Assassin. I think people hear the word love and immediately start associating love with something good, and that's not really true. Because at 17, love had me crying in a dark room somewhere. Like, love is not, seriously, like, love is not always good. People hear the word love, and they immediately try to associate it with something good. It's not. Love is just love. Love can be good. Love can be bad. Love can be misunderstood. Love is love. It comes in many different forms. People just place it in that good light because you see the hearts and they try to sell you on the love thing, but love could be hate.
It's no tug of war.
I hear you.
Ain't no tug of war and hate. I hate you. That's what it is. I love you. It don't matter how
you
people
just
look
at
it.
You just said it ain't no tug of war. You just said it's no tug of war
in
love.
Ain't no tug of war. It's just straight. If
yeah,
I got to go through all of this and have a tug of war whether I hate you or not, then maybe I really don't hate you. You know, maybe it's something else. And
right.
I'm trying to say
right.
Hate, but it's really
right.
Not.
Yep.
You
yep.
Know,
I hear you.
In a relationship, ain't no, I shouldn't have to pull to get some get right. Either way, whether you want to call it love, get right, however, happiness, peace, whatever you want to label it, I shouldn't have to pull and tug and do all of that extra activity to get those things. It should just
be
there for
I could be loving
and if it's
you.
Not,
I
got to go.
I could be loving you to the fullest of my ability. Say, for instance, I'm one of those just cold people, not meaning cold, genuine, but just one of those people who have never been taught to love.
Non-emotional.
I've never been taught to love. So I am loving you at the fullest of my potential, my fullest ability, my capabilities from what I know. And it's not enough for you.
But
you're
willing
like,
to learn. But you are willing to learn that different level.
Yeah.
I think it was Quan that talked about it on the show, where he was like, you know, we ain't hug, and she hugging, and they hugging, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, we don't do this. But he learned. He was willing to learn her world.
Exactly.
And
so that
now
means
that's
she has
his
to learn
world.
His.
So you got to be willing to learn that world if that is not the world that you are in. That's different from somebody just saying,
to,
I don't
you
hug,
have to learn my
and I'm never going
to
hug, and I don't want to learn how to do anything else. You know, that's
kind of what
yeah.
You got a good point. You got a good point, Erin. That's true. Because even if you cannot
you have to identify,
that.
You would have to identify my coldness first to understand what the hell is going on. To know
that's
you
what
need
communication
to
is for. Like
yeah,
she was
but
saying,
if your communication,
if the communication
is
good and
if,
on point, and you guys could talk about anything, if that is his situation, you already. No, because you guys have talked about it. It has been discussed.
We're talking about a cold person. A cobra, you have to draw that out of them. This is not something they're going to sit down and fold their hands in their lap and say, well, look, I got something to tell you. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, this is something
it
you're going to have
out.
To sense, like
it
what Angel
out.
Was saying. Like,
right.
you're going to have to sense it, like, yo, something is not right. You're going to have to see it first because they're going to really be acting normal.
Right.
You're going
right.
to have to discover that. That's not something they're going to sit down and just be like, yo, look, we need to
talk. I don't believe that. I don't believe
I'm,
that. If I got to discover
about? We're talking about
if I
a cold person
it,
who doesn't know how to love. We're
but
talking about a
how
cold
to
person.
Talk.
I know,
he
but
still
it's going
to
be harder to communicate
say,
with someone like that.
This is just not my thing. This is just
everybody,
my thing.
Right.
I know you. This is not my thing.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, Leisha. You're looking at stuff from your personal relationship that you're in now. But take yourself out of your marriage. Like, get past that. Get yourself out of that. Before you were married, you were in situations with people who couldn't communicate, who couldn't talk to you. That's why you're not with them now. And now you're in a situation where you have someone who can. But a lot of people are not in those types of relationships. You talk. You have no problem with saying what's on your mind and how you feel. And a lot of men have that problem. A lot of men are not open. A lot of men are not taught. Like, they're taught, keep it to yourself. You don't run your mouth. You don't say this. You don't do that. So as a nurturer, us as being their nurturer, usually we're the ones that bring that softer side out of them. You have some men who won't even smile in a conference, in the comfort of another man. Like, they just hardcore, but they get home, they giggly, they laugh, they want to be tickled and everything because that's their woman. She brings that out of them. And that's what Aaron is saying. Everybody does not talk. Everybody's not a mouth runner. You have some men, yeah, they lay up there like a bee and just run their mouth and tell everything. But then you have those other men that you will have to pull it out. So in judging a situation, sometimes you have to take yourself out of your situation and look outside of it because everybody does not have that perfect, you know, cookie-cutter situation. And even people who think they're in a perfectly cookie-cutter situation are not. So, you know, and
but even stepping outside, I am thinking from outside of my marriage. And if a man wants to talk to you, see, you know, if you're in a relationship and this relationship is meant to be, it's a root. It's not a twig. You know, it's not something that's here today, gone tomorrow. It's not seasonal. No matter how hard he is, you as his woman, as his root, are able to soften him where nobody else can soften him and allowing him to see certain things, but it's a willing thing that you're getting from him. When I say tug of war, that means that you're tugging, you're talking, he's saying one thing, but his actions are saying, I still don't want to do that. That means that you have a choice. Am I going to stay here and pull back and forth? I know that it's this and I know that it's that, but he's not bending in any direction. He's not bending because he really doesn't want to. Okay, so you have a choice. You can either stay in that situation, which will remain the same, until he decides to change it.
Okay,
or
let me see.
You can move on and be with somebody that will work with you instead of
hold
against
that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought because you're newly married. Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You've been married for 20-something years. I love when you say that. And because you have that, I mean, you have a whole different experience. And I know that over those 20-something years, I mean, that's two decades of, you know, trying to communicate, trying to build, having children together, you know, having bills together, having all these things, houses and, you know, cars and different jobs and stuff. And like you had expressed earlier in our show when we talked about it, you said it hadn't always been easy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was times, I'm quite sure, it was some days that probably was a little dark. And you even had to reflect on yourself, like, whoo, I got to pull up some extra moxie to get through this one. You know what I'm saying? Give us a little bit of insight on that.
Well, it hasn't always been easy. You know, and we have gone through those dark spots, as you say. But when you're going through those dark spots, you don't see light. You know, all you see is turmoil between the two of you. You know,
okay.
and sometimes you wonder whether that person was straight that you're having that problem with, or will your bond be strong enough to keep you together and fight through it. You
mm-hmm.
know, so I do try to put myself outside of the marriage and try to see it from a different angle. You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm always constantly thinking positive and looking on the outside, inside, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, and those dark periods made us stronger. You know, we fought through it, and we're stronger today, and I'm a better person for it. We have a better relationship for it.
Right, but like you said, you fought through it, and you didn't have that. Well, look, damn it, if you ain't going to talk about it tonight, tomorrow, by Wednesday, you out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't have that. You know, you can't set time frames on when a person will learn something. When you get in a marriage, even though you are married, even though you are a unit, you still are two individuals learning, growing, and God is teaching each one of you a lesson differently at different times. And you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you may have got the lesson on day one. It may have took him till year 10 to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you hung in there. You had the stick-to-itiveness, and obviously him also. Because being married to somebody for 20 years don't mean that you didn't go through something and don't mean you didn't have to be patient, because I'm quite sure you had to tell him 500 times to put that damn toilet seat down. And I promise you, it's still going up today. 20 years later, you're still going in the bathroom behind him and putting it down. But it's a small thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things in people's character do not change overnight. And even with a communication, like, I could constantly keep telling you that this is what's wrong with me, but it does not mean that I'm going to change it by your rule of when you think I should have it fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Or the mother.
That's
and I always ask wives this, Mrs. Cleaver or Mrs. Bunker? Because when they answer that, I'm already know what type of woman I'm dealing with right there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you got to have your foundation set.
That's
in
exactly why I'm asking Mrs. Cleaver or Mrs. Bunker.
Solid foundation. If your foundation got cracked,
how
is your foundation set and you haven't even broken
the barrier? When I say your foundation is set, if there are cracks in your relationship, meaning that if there are things in your relationship that are not addressed, that are not discussed, and you just maybe put Band-Aids over them, and you don't seal it. You guys don't work it out to seal it up so that it does not cause problems later on, then those cracks will build and build. And when you have problems, it's going to cause a big crack down the side of the wall. You got to have that foundation set. So when things go wrong, your boat will stand in a storm.
You're dragged. Again, you're doing that. It's not a relationship issue. It's a individual issue. We're not talking about a foundation. Okay, you walk into a marriage and you say, boom, we want a house, we want a car, we want kids, we want da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I promise to do this to you. I promise not to do that to you. That's a foundation. Within all that, you still have to do pipes. And what do? Pipes turn. Pipes bend. Pipes have elbows. Pipes have to go through different areas in the house to loop everything so that it runs properly. Within that is each person learning, growing, and changing. And you can never predict, I don't care how strong you make a foundation, you can never predict what a person is going to go through in their individual life cycle. You can't dictate it. You can't predict it. You have no control over it. You can't stop it from happening, because just the way you are who you are and you have to go through what you have to go through to get there, the other person does too.
That's the thing. Before you decide to get into a marriage, not just dating,
it doesn't matter.
A marriage.
It doesn't matter.
You gotta be in a certain place. It does matter, and I do not agree with that.
I totally disagree, because I myself, too, was married for 20 years. And like I said, you just got married, and you're just getting into a relationship, and you're just getting married, and it's new and it's fresh. And I promise you, if you make it 20 years from now, you will have a different testimony. I promise you that.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to talk to you about it in 20 years, and I promise you, you will have a different testimony, because not only is he going to go through something different, you're a woman, you're hitting 40, you're going to hit 50, you're going to change, and you will not be
everybody
tomorrow
changes.
You are today.
But sometimes.
Absolutely. But you have to communicate. Y'all have to talk. And you have to evolve with your relationship. He's not going to like the same things he liked 5 months ago or a year ago or 3 years ago. But that's
right.
Why you have
what?
Communication and you remain
like
on the same page. At
okay, he might not
time.
Like him. But guess what? If you don't
look
notice he's not liking him because you're stuck
if
in
you
this
ain't
routine,
talking
like,
to me,
yo,
you don't know.
This is how our
if
marriage goes.
If you don't take
goes.
A pulse check of your relationship,
is Angel Michelle still here?
Know.
Is she still here?
Yeah,
I guess
but what's
she
your
is.
Take on this, Angel?
I'm still
what's
here,
Angel.
We got
your,
off into it.
Yes, what's your take on this whole thing?
Go ahead, Michelle. We this is what we do. We do this. We got
I
off into
see,
it.
See, y'all are in a heated debate there.
Yeah,
about but I kind of agree with is that Nene speaking?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Alicia is going to have a different testimony in a few years. How long have you been married?
3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you even hear how she said the year? It was like 3 years. She was like, oh, yeah, like, oh wow, you're a newlywed. Like, how long? Like, yeah. Yeah, now I'm joking, Alicia.
I got married about it. I've been married for 50 years, and she's still married. And she says it wasn't easy, but we... Our foundation was set, and we always talked and communicated and stayed on the same page, my auntie. And 50 years later, we are still together because we learned
so much different
every
50
day.
Years ago. Your mm-hmm. marriages, the whole setup of marriage was different. Do you know 50 years ago,
uh-huh.
people were getting married, leaving their homes at like 13, 14?
Yep,
it wasn't
yep.
uncommon for a 14-year-old girl to be walking next to a grown-ass man and they married somewhere 50
mm-hmm.
years ago. Now
mm-hmm.
you see that shit, you like, yo, this nigga's raping her. So the
mm-hmm.
whole institute of marriage was totally, totally, totally,
mm-hmm.
totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So what they endured 50 years ago to get here now is totally, mm-hmm. totally different. They're
and
bonded
the longer
from
you
a different time.
The longer you stay in your marriage, you set a whole different foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just like being in a house, you move it. When you first get married, you live in an apartment. The next thing you know, you in a ranch style. Then you're like, baby, I want to upstairs and downstairs. And then after that, I
but
need to finish
evolving.
Baby.
You're
yes.
still evolving.
Yes.
And they
so
have
even,
to.
It's a foundation
it, they
that
had
you started
it
with.
We have it now.
The foundation you started
ago,
with is not the foundation you end up with. I promise you that.
It's
going
to
be a whole
you
different.
Learn to, you learn to grow your relationship. Your relationship will never
you,
stay the same.
20 years, Alicia, we're going to have this conversation. 20 years from now.
Absolutely.
We're going to have it all
have it when I'm renewing my vows on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 years,
sure
we're going to renew our vows every 10 years.
I can't wait to see it. And we're going to invite Andrew Michelle. Because me and her,
yes,
me and
I'll be there.
Y'all
all are invited. It's not going to be like, you know, when you get first get married, you kind of have your marriage is for your family, really. The wedding. It's for everybody mm-hmm. else. After 20 years, when we're going to get married, we're going to the island. I'm not paying for you to come to the island. You need to pay your own way to the island. Make sure you got your own hotel and don't be late.
We're going to be right there with the camera so you could give your testimony.
I want to hear Tony say at that day, and I've been married for 40 years. That's what we're going to be looking for.
Like, Alicia, I've been married 40-something years, girl. I told you 20 years ago you was going to be looking at this thing different.
And we're going to bring Kiana. Kiana's going to say, side chicks are winning. She's still going to say it for 20 years from now. But, yes, the show
she's
has been
evolve
awesome.
20 years from now.
This is awesome. Thank you so much, Angel, for coming out and spending this time with us in the clubhouse and listening to our heated debates. I love to argue. I study the law, so that's what I do for a living. And this is the only time.
I had
time.
So
not,
much fun.
Yeah, I'm not in school right now. This is the only time that I really get to argue and get it all out and, you know, debate. But thank you so much, and thank you for your contributions to literature. You know what I'm saying? And now,
absolutely.
Yes, great pieces
thank
of work.
Y'all.
Yes, thank you so much, and we appreciate
thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for sharing yourself with us and your story and your testimony and
yes.
opening up.
And kicking
we appreciate
it in the clubhouse with
all
us.
All right, guys. Thank
Came
you for
in,
having me.
Had
I have
the shoes
fun.
Off and had a good time. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, good night, Angel.
All right, good night, y'all. Thank you.
Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, wow,
awesome.
Y'all. That was just a hot segment. It was super, super duper hot today. We do have a good time with each other. It may not sound like y'all, but we really do.
But
I
as a little
you.
Side, as a sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
anybody got anything to say? We got about 5 minutes.
We, as a sidebar, you do the longer you stay in a relationship, you become more accepting of certain things, and you're late also. So no, that mm-hmm. changes. Talking about foundations, that changes the tone of your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you learn to grow with him, right? You guys evolve
oh,
together,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm saying
that. When you started out at 3 years and when you end up at 20, it's a totally different foundation, like Nene was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but y'all have evolved and stepped forward together. It's not one person stepping by themselves. Everybody is
Sometimes
moving in the same
is.
Direction.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is.
It's
true.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes you do step, and they don't step with you. And it's not that you are accepting any old thing, but sometimes the strongest one has to carry the larger burden.
Yes.
And it could be the man, it could be the woman, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the woman doesn't talk and communicate because she hasn't been taught to, so she doesn't know. So sometimes he will carry that burden until she is able. Sometimes us as women, we are very selfish and self-centered until we have children. And then you have that first baby, and then that teaches you how to have a different dynamic. I know it did for me, you know, because I was all about my money, and I was working, and I didn't have my daughter till I was 27. I was well into my marriage by the time I had her. We had been married for almost 9 years when we had my daughter. And then when I had her, she taught me a different side of myself. And then I got lost in mommyhood. I was lost in that for years. And I was like, wait a darn minute, who are you? Like, are you still a woman? Like, get your life. You know what I'm saying? I was a housewife. I had the business at home. I had the baby. I was like, okay, you need to get your life. And that also was a whole different dynamic of myself, which took a whole different turn within our marriage because I was, like, stuck. You get stuck in different modes. And, you know, so each person might have to carry, you know, the burden until the other person catches up. But the thing is,
right.
you don't. Set no
absolutely.
Time frame.
I'm not saying that. I'm absolutely, at some point in time, somebody gets stuck hovering over whatever area in their life they are in. But at the same time, I do believe, even though you are stuck in that position, you might be hovering in a small area. If your relationship is evolving, you guys are still stepping forward. You might need to be carried a certain way, but it's not like you're turning to the left and he's turning to the right. After 20 years, if he goes to the left and you go to the right, you guys are not on the same page. You are not stepping in the same direction anymore, and that's when you need to address it or decide if it's time to go. Mm. That's just my opinion.
We know. We're not mad at you.
Absolutely.
Because
I know.
We know how you are. We know how you are. But we're going to have this conversation again in 20 years. Tony's going to be at the wedding.
Absolutely.
We also have our church.
We all going to the islands. Don't be late when the plane leaves. Everybody better be ready.
I'll be there. I'm going to have Aaron. Me, Aaron, and Tony will be behind the front two rows. I'm quite sure that's going to be for the family. But we'll be back there. We'll all have a church fan. It's going to be hot as a dickens. And y'all know I carry my organist church fan everywhere I go. And I will be fanning myself.
Church fans
and talking
to God. Or no shoes because we're going
to
be on the beach.
I ain't going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to your son because he's going to tell me the real. He's going
to
tell me the real. He's going
to
be like,
Miss Nene. If he can't get to the islands, he ain't going either.
He gonna be like, Miss Nene, this is what's really going on. I'm like, I knew it.
I knew it.
And Tony gonna lean over and say, I knew too, because you know I've been married for 40 years.
And then we're gonna have
okay,
to come in with a sign say, winning.
Yeah.
I love when she does that.
Tomorrow we got
absolutely.
A great show. It's gonna be awesome. We have Big L. coming on from U-Dig Records. He has made such artists as really great, such as Rick Ross and Pitbull, and he has worked with Lil Wayne and Gucci Mane and everybody. Yes, he got it in. So he's going to be writing a book, and he's going to be coming on to tell us about his journey in the music industry as well as now. He's about to be an author. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to have him on here. He's a special guest, so we're having our special night tomorrow evening to have him out here and, you know, get those one clicks ready, because he has some phenomenal information to share with us about how he was able to maintain, you know, his career and going through different things in his personal life while trying to, you know, get to the top. And this is going to be a phenomenal story. I've had the opportunity to speak with him, and I can't wait till he comes on and speaks. But good night to everyone. Thank you to our callers. Thank you to the chat room. Thank you, everyone. Please say good night so we can drop that beat.
Good night,
make sure y'all come out and check out The Man Behind the Music tomorrow with Whiting Royalty. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Drop that beat.
Just waiting.